You're listening to Comedy Central.
Tonight, we're talking about brothels handing out vax shots and back shots. And inflation's getting so high, even Snoop Dogg can't keep up. Plus, my man Kevin Hart is in the building. Nip, talk to him.
You know, me, Charlamagne, I like Charlamagne. Respect Charlamagne. And you know what I mean? Ruffling feathers, I know his stand. You know what I mean? Charlamagne known for being honest.
Oh, Lord, Jesse made another one.
Hey! Peace to the planet. I go by the name of Charlamagne Tha God, but my kinfolk call me Lenard McKelvey. Come on, energy, energy. I need it all, I need it all. One time for my DJ, Big Nyla. Nyla, come on. Now, y'all know why I'm here. To call bullshit so you don't step in it. A brothel in Vienna, Austria is offering free entry to anyone who will get the vaccine on site, giving a new meaning to just putting the tip in, all right? Now, we all know there's something about the power of the pussy. So, this is actually a good idea, but I must call bullshit because it's a shame. We live in a world where millions of deaths won't drive you to get the vaccine, but a sweet dick suck will. But here we are, having the Lord grown people to do what's best for the greater good with that greater good good, all right? What if you already got vaxxed, though? The brothel not giving out booty for a booster? Do you get a coochie coupon for the next pandemic? What is it? Up next, Sony just announced they won't be producing as many PlayStation 5s as previously expected by Christmas. I know. Now, my writers want me to call bullshit on Sony because clearly they want PlayStation 5s as Christmas gifts, okay? That ain't nobody clapping but them, all right? I just think this is proof that Santa Claus is not real. That's just what I think, all right? I worked too hard to give a fat white man the credit for what I bought and placed under this tree, all right? Fuck Santa Claus and the sleigh he rode in on, all right? Okay? Christmas ain't about no damn play stupid fives. It's about Jesus, all right? That's why it's Christmas, as in Christ. And since when do you get presents on somebody else's birthday? So parents, if your kids won't stop whining about how they need a PS5 this year, do what I'm doing for my writers. Wrap up a PS5 box, all right, and toss a Bible in there, okay, with a copy of Message to the Black Man by Elijah Muhammad, all right? Merry Christmas. Moving on. In places like Pakistan, Eastern Europe, and Asia, more people are showing up to the ER with household objects stuck in their butts. I assure you, this is the most asinine story you'll hear today, okay? Household objects you'd assume aren't usually associated with the anus have made their way to center stage, okay? You got steel rods, toothbrushes, even carrots. Yeah, are getting stuck up people's actual asses. Carrots up the ass ain't that bad, though. It makes your brown eye vision better, all right? But I have to call bullshit, okay? This is what happens when you make people have to suppress their sexuality in a society, all right? People skip right past the dick, or the vibrator, or the wet thumb, and go straight to a soda bottle, okay? So now you got ass and wipe, poot beer, and RC colon, and Dr. Brown's. Dr. Brown's is actually real, though. Make that money, Dr. Brown's. Look, if someone wants something in their ass, it's going up there by hook or crook, literally. So let people be free to be themselves so they can get the dick they deserve, okay? Just be ready to assess the damage. And finally, prices in America are surging more than they have in 30 years, okay? Gas prices are so high, filling the tank feels like you're making a down payment on a new car. Puerto Rican philosopher Fat Joe once said, yesterday's price is not today's price. And according to the price of an oxtail dinner, truer words have never been spoken. And why is that? Let's unpack this. Hey, just your luck, the second the stimmy hit, all of a sudden, our paper ain't as good as it used to be, all right? The US dollar is like Jordan on the Wizards. Yeah, it's still MJ, but that ain't MJ, MJ, okay? Money had a hit single 30 years ago and ain't done shit since. The quality of the dollar has gone down, but the price has gone up. More investment with less return. This country is a heavyweight boxer past his prime, looking all flabby and sick. All right? The dollar so far past its prime and washed up, it might hop in the ring with Jake Paul. But that's inflation for you, okay? It's a supply and demand game. When demand is high and supply low, prices rise. It's the suppliers who control the system. And who are these suppliers? Not the government, it's private businesses. And inflation gives those businesses pricing power to increase their profit margins at your expense, okay? And it can be argued that those stimmies only added fuel to the fire, okay? The stimulus gives employers a financial cushion that affords them more time to look for employment. In turn, the employers increase wages to attract workers and then raise prices to offset the increased labor costs, okay? And that, my friends, is called capitalism, and that's what I want to talk to y'all about tonight. America claims that it's the best system, but is that cap? Or is it only sustainable for the filthy, stinking rich? And how can black people thrive as a community under a system that was built off of our free labor? I don't have an answer to any of this. I'm not an expert at nothing, but I know who does have the answers. I sent my guy Chico Bean to go sit with the president of Powernomics Corporation of America, my OG, Dr. Claude Anderson. Check it out.
It's an honor to be here.
And it's an honor to be with you, Chico.
I appreciate you, man. Now, let's go ahead and get to it. Is capitalism cap?
No, I think capitalism has a good possibility for black folk. You know why? Because it originated off of black folk. Capitalism never existed until about the 15th century. Prior to that time, we had mercantilism all around the world, as where people just made a product, sold it. There was no system. There was no system.
And I bet you they didn't put that in the Hamilton play on Broadway.
No.
Left that right on out. They ain't put none of that in there. Okay, Dr. Claude, my next question to you then is there such thing as black capitalism?
Yes, there is.
And how is...
How's that operated?
Yes, sir.
The whole point of slavery was the maldistribution of all resources, period, into the hands of one group.
Yes, sir.
What you have to do is create a situation where you can call some of that money back, or you can start creating your own wealth, and you can start getting it through reparations, or you can get it through inheritance. You're either going to be slaves or you're going to be free. But to be free, minimally, you must have 40 acres, a mule, and $100.
Man. The only person that is operating on that is Spike Lee. He's the only one that got 40 acres and a mule. And that's just a production company. That's crazy. Okay, well, why do you think black people struggle in the system that's set up for us now? Why do you think that happens?
Because you don't own and control the land, the tools, the resources, and everything else. This country gave away $2 billion, B-I-L-L-I-O-N, acres of free land. But it all went to whites, not to blacks. And then the wealth of the nation was in that land. Black folk couldn't get any land. Did you know that?
No, I know now. We don't got no money.
That's right.
No money.
No money.
Why are we suspicious of black billionaires and black celebs who are flourishing in the capitalistic system?
Most of them tend to be too self-interested, egotistical, and in love with themselves. And I go across the country to check on them. All of them got 18-bedroom houses, as an example. It's got 3 swimming pools, a waving pool, 2 swimming pools, and living next door to Bob Hope and Brett talking about it, and you're a billionaire. No. Mm-mm. No, you have to make sure that money is put into income-producing activities and assets.
Well, Dr. Claude, do you think black celebrities owe the community anything?
Yes. They owe them to do a lot of things. First, they need to help black folks rebuild these communities, okay? And then when those black folks build those businesses, they need to help them have access and capital to be able to get them up and operating.
Okay, well, with that being said, are there any black celebrities with money that you trust?
Ice Cube. I can ask Ice Cube for something. I'm 9 times out of 10. I'm convinced he will provide me with it. Some black billionaires right now, they got all kind of money, discretionary money to spend. They'll go all the way to South Africa someplace and set up a girl for schools out in the damn jungle. Now, how the hell is it going to help the masses of black folk to go around into the jungles of South Africa, way off in the desert, and do something for those? Why don't you do something for some of these blacks right here in the United States? Kanye West promised me stuff. He hadn't delivered on anything yet.
You and Beanie Siegel, apparently.
Hey, I got to salute my OG, Dr. Claude Anderson, for all that free jewelry. Chico asked Dr. Claude if celebrities can fix the racial wealth gap. Well, we happen to have a very rich celebrity joining us next, Mr. Kevin Hart. on the God's honest truth when we come back. Hey. Welcome back to the God's honest truth. Now, my guest tonight is a great actor, a world-renowned comedian, and one hell of a businessman. And his new Netflix series, True Story, shows him in a way we've never seen him before. Make some noise for Kevin Hart, y'all! Kev, my brother.
What up, Jim?
How are you, sir?
I'm good, dude.
You know, everything you do is intentional. So between fatherhood and True Story, it feels like you're making a dramatic turn on purpose. Why?
I mean, at this point, I'm just at a place where I'm really in control of my career because of the production company and my ability to distribute and my partners, my creative arms are whatever I want them to be. So Narcos was a big show. I was a fan of the writing, so I looked at who was behind it. Eric Newman, I said, I gotta find him. Found him, met with him, told him I wanted to do something where I gave a presentation of myself that the world would not expect, and I wanted to be dark. He said, let's figure it out. Cut to now, we have a we got a show that's about to premiere that I promise you, it's going to leave people with their mouths open. It's a version where you have to expect the unexpected.
Now, I've heard you say you want to be a billionaire.
Yeah.
In a country that despises billionaires,
yeah.
Why do you want to be one?
You know, it's more about the title that comes with it, but honestly, it's about the people that come from where I come from understanding that it's doable. And the dream isn't about the dollar, it's about the achievement, mm-hmm. right? So I don't want people to misconstrue the money side of it, right? I'm not supposed to be where I am. I'm a statistic, or supposed to be a statistic. I'm a young black man from North Philadelphia. So when I go back to North Philadelphia, I'm letting you see what reality is. Reality is that it's harder for us, it's not easier for us, but if we want to obtain something and we put our mind to it, we can. And if I want to be a part of real change, well, with that dollar, your change starts to be different. Right. You know what I mean? Your impact can be different. Yeah. So that's what that's about.
You know, speaking of that, when black people become financially successful, they usually feel like a sense of responsibility to take care of everybody mm-hmm. in their family, their neighborhood, their mm-hmm. community. Do you feel that pressure? And
no.
Is it fair?
No. You can't do that shit. You'll go crazy, trying to make everybody happy. They say loaning people money is the easiest way to get rid of people, right? So if you don't want people in your life, give them money. And 9 times out of 10, you won't ever see them again.
So you've gotten rid of everybody that you wanted to get rid of.
I mean, I'm 42 now,
right?
So the older you get, the more, the smarter you get. And the more you're okay with saying no. Right? Like the younger you feels like you have to say yes. Because you want to be accessible, you want to be available, and I got to make everybody happy. The older you don't give a fuck. Like I don't really care that much, right? So I don't say no to be mean, but I know what my priorities are. I know what my responsibilities are, and I know where I should focus.
What's the most you've ever given somebody to get the fuck away from you?
I don't know why you want to know what's like I don't understand what the problem is right now. What the number is that you're looking for. I think you're wearing a wire. I don't know what the fuck is happening.
What made you want to start helping people with their finances?
It's just understanding what the gap is, right? Like, you know, I wouldn't have the knowledge that I have if I wasn't in the rooms that I'm in. And, you know, when I look at these rooms, they're powerful rooms. They're amazing rooms. But you look up and you're one of two, maybe black people in the rooms. Right. And when you see it, rather than celebrating it, you go, damn, it's dope, but at the same time, it's sad. Because to get here, I had to be the best in the world at this thing. So me now wanting to go and just give information, I'm just doing my part. It's information is free.
Right.
It's not a secret. So I think sometimes people want to hold on to information as if me and you, well, come on, man. I ain't going to tell you because then you're going to get some of what I got.
Right.
And that dynamic and that chain has to be broken. We have to understand it's about sharing.
Well, Kev is a great actor, but as you can see, he's also a great businessman, a great capitalist. So he's going to stick around so we can test his knowledge on investing. Plus, when we come back, the master investor Ian Dunlap is joining the conversation.
Yes.
It's the God's honest truth. Welcome back to the God's honest truth. I'm here with the good brother, Kevin Hart, and we're both joined by a financial advisor and investment expert. Make some noise for the founder of Red Panda Academy, my guy, Mr. Ian Dunlap. Ian.
Yes, sir.
Now, Kev, you're a media mogul, and you're known as the master investor, so I'm going to present you, Kev, with a few investment opportunities, and I want Ian to tell us if Kev is making the right move or not, okay?
Okay.
Sound good?
All right, go ahead.
All right, first up, Fried Fish Fantasyland. It's a theme park with fried fish-inspired rides serving nothing but fried fish dishes, selling fried fish merchandise. Think about it, Kev. Imagine the money you would make at Kevin Hart's Fried Fish Fantasyland.
Where's the location?
Wherever you want it to be.
If we're talking about a version of New Orleans that is in its revamping stage, let's say New Orleans gets said investment to build the city back up because it's been hit. So if this was embedded into New Orleans to up-ramp the economy of New Orleans, I can see people in New Orleans being fascinated by the fried fish movement. So rides, you can have a bunch of them because there's a lot of fish that you can fry. So you're talking about okra, you're talking about black cod or some shit
that, right?
Man, now, you got the theme park, you got the food, and now you got the merchandise attached to it. That alone says success to me. I'm in. Yeah.
Is that a good investment, Ian?
Absolutely. If we look at Bubblegum Shrimp, and Six Flags does $1.5 billion annually. Bubblegum Shrimp, huge. Bonefish Grill, and especially to revitalize New Orleans, yes.
And not to mention the world of mascots. Right? You talking about mascots in the shape of fish as well. It's a kid-friendly place. Now you ultimately, if done correctly, you may end up competing with the likes of Disneyland. Once again, I'm in. This is good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
The Rent-A-John app. You from Philly, John. Now imagine, Kev, all right? It's an app, right?
It's like Backpage or...
Rent-A-John. No. It's an app that you download, right? But it's a twist.
Yeah.
You can get John Legend delivered to someone's house to sing and play keyboard for special occasions, all when you need forgiveness from your partner. Are you in or out?
I would have had to use this a couple times already.
Rent-A-John. Now, just so I'm clear here.
Yes.
The key factor here is that John Legend, he comes to deliver the message to the
John. That's right. So he'll sing birthday songs.
So if we mess up, we got to get on the app.
Boom.
Go to the crib, baby. I'm sorry.
I don't like it.
You know?
I don't like it.
Is it because of John Legend?
It's
what if we switch the singer?
I know John.
Yeah.
I just don't know if John, like, if it's Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I don't know if everybody in Philly want to hear that shit. John
has
great music.
John has great music.
John is a talented singer.
You might need an R&B thug.
Yeah, like, you need a little edge to the person that's gone. So you got to have, you got to get their attention fast. Like, when they open the door, the fuck you doing here? Well, I'm going to tell you. Like, you got to, I just don't like John outside somebody's house with a piano and saying, are you ready for this? And then after that, like, I don't think that's gonna work, man. So I'm gonna say no. I don't see this one working at all. It doesn't get my money.
What do you say, Ian?
I think it's an amazing idea, because if you look at Cameo, they're doing around like $85 million a year. And if you combine and put other people into them, so Trey Songz, maybe Jacquees in Atlanta, I think it's good.
What's your goddamn problem with these stats? Why do you keep on throwing these goddamn stats out here?
Listen.
Huh?
You like money,
Where do you get all these goddamn stats from?
And who gave him the... He's a master investor.
Who gave him the fucking answers? That's it. He got me. Seeming like, I don't know nothing. He come out here. Well, let me tell you what Cameo did. $85 million a year. Plus, if you take that...
I'm trying to help you get to that billion faster.
Got me sitting up here looking like an idiot talking about John Legend.
This is his world. He knows these numbers by heart.
Yeah, well, I don't like it, okay? Well, let me warn me next time so I can match his number. That is true. Got me sitting up here going, yeah, that's true right there. He did, yeah.
So after hearing him, would you change your mind on
Absolutely
the Rent-A-John?
Absolutely not. I think Rent-A-John is the stupidest shit I've ever heard in my life. No.
Listen, everybody messes up. We don't have your money to work our way out. When we mess up, we got to do something.
I like that you're not only well-equipped, that you're knowledgeable, man. And I love that you give people an opportunity to come on here and talk their shit. That man comes from the world of finance.
That's right.
He's on here. He's showing that he's more than capable. That's dope. I like it.
Well, I want to thank my good brother Kevin Hart and my good brother Ian Dunlap for coming through. Kevin's new series, True Story, drops November 24th on Netflix. And check out Ian's Market Mondays podcast. We got more of the God's Honest Truth when we come back. Welcome back to the God's Honest Truth. Now, pass the collection plate, because it's time for the God's Final Word. Today, I am standing in the racial wealth gap for Black America. the black sheep of U.S. economy, the community that is yet to be recognized and rewarded for our contributions to this nation. Infrastructure, agriculture, hell, the whole culture, period. We can no longer afford to fall for false promises of 40 acres and a mule when we deserve at least 400 mules and acres to account for the astronomical amount of wealth made on our backs. Pay us what you owe us for all the years that you hold us. And to my people, we gotta do the right thing. We gotta come together and build up our own communities, because if we don't do it, no capitalistic society or GoFundMe will. Okay? Financial freedom is our only hope, and that's the God's honest truth. If you're blind, too broke for cable, or just can't get enough of my beautiful voice, this is the perfect way to take in the sermons I'm delivering each week. The doors of the church are open. Listen to the God's honest truth on the Black Effect iHeartRadio Podcast Network, the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.